from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
And we're looking at a chance for some of this rain. Tropical Storm Debbie. And we're going to check in with meteorologist Joe Lundberg in just a moment. And Paul, you have from the National Weather Service an update that says what's the timing they're saying?
Well, right now, this is just made that second landfall, and it's going to arc into the North Carolina-Virginia state line around 2 a.m. on Friday. By 2 p.m. on Friday, it's arriving in southeastern Pennsylvania.
Well, let's see what Joe Lundberg says at AccuWeather's World Headquarters. Joseph, good morning.
Hello there. Good morning.
So what is the timing? Because you told us we were really on the bubble of this system, and it seems that is the case. However, a little shift to the west, more rain, a little shift to the east, less rain for us.
That's exactly right. And that dividing line is going to be perilously close to our area. Right now, if you look at the average of most of the computer guidance that we have, it would bring us less than a half an inch of rain here in the greater Pittsburgh area. And as you go west, even less than that. We're talking less than a quarter of an inch of rain from this system. However, you go just to the east, and the amounts would ramp up considerably. And in parts of the Laurel Highlands, you may be looking at 4, 5, 6 inches of rain. You just shift that storm maybe 30, 40 miles to the west, and you bring some of that heavier rain into the downtown Pittsburgh area. So that's a concern, I would think, for tomorrow morning into the first part of tomorrow afternoon. But we may very well end the day with some sunshine in the wake of this thing tomorrow.
Joe, Paul Rasmussen here. I've been paying attention to the National Hurricane Center rainfall predictions. Yesterday at one point, Pittsburgh was inside that 1 to 2 inch expectation, but that shifted over to the east this morning as of 5 a.m. So that's shifting eastward. Do you think that's going to continue, or is this just going to kind of stay where it's at and we're just going to remain right on the fringe?
I think we're going to remain right on the fringe. I wouldn't want to push that 1 to 2 inch line any farther east, to be quite honest with you. I'm very nervous. I know some of the higher resolution guidance that we look at suggests that 1 to 2 inch lane would be to our west, believe it or not, which means we could get some real tropical downpours. And again, I think the worst of it is tomorrow morning into the first half of tomorrow afternoon. By the time we get to the evening rush, most of the rain should be moving to the east and northeast of the city. But it's all going to be predicated on where the center of lowest pressure ends up going. The farther west it goes, obviously, the heavier the rain that we're going to see. The farther east it goes, we end up getting very little. But I think the Laurel Highlands, without question, are going to see enough heavy rain to cause some flooding there. So if you've got travel plans into or through that area, you know, you're heading toward Johnstown in Cambria County and any place there over toward Altoona, even toward Harrisburg, there could be quite a bit of rain and some flooding.
Joe, how will we know? When can we be sure?
I think we're going to have to, you know, just play a wait and see. I mean, when we talk at this time tomorrow morning, I think we'll have a very certain idea as to how this thing is planning out. We'll just see where the heaviest rain is tracking at that point in time, and we can sound the alarms for, you know, concerns here in the city, or say, nope, we're in pretty good shape and we're going to miss the heaviest of the rains.
And the Steelers kick off at 7 o'clock tomorrow night. It looks like it should be dry by then.
Yeah, I think so. Okay. I think it should be fine. And then you go to the weekend, it's almost going to be a little hint of fall. Temperatures will be in the 70s, nice breeze, lower humidity, sunshine, some fair weather clouds. Really going to be a great weekend weather-wise.
Joe, thanks for the update.
You're welcome.
Take care.
We'll
torture you again tomorrow morning.
Okay.
Joe Lundberg at AccuWeather's headquarters on the Big K Morning Show.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.